Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
weight training, cardiac fitness, taken perhaps to the next level. Now, I don't know, Australians are legends in their own minds for being sport crazy and sport mad, but this is what I think every country tells themselves when they go to the medal tables and all that type of stuff at the Olympics. But I just thought I'd say a little bit on the training that I've got going. So just more or less to keep people company, I'm going, and because it's hard to have excuses for not doing things some of the time, I have been going to weight training. You know, this is amazing. If you can still hear this with all its noise, this shotgun microphone is worth every bit of scent it is at the moment, because I can hardly hear myself speak with all the noise around me. Yeah, so basically when there's this sort of formula, everything is focused on your heart rate to make sure, you know, that sort of keep an eye on that to make sure that you're not carking yourself. Go across there. Okay. Yeah, so when you first have your operation, they sort of got to check a little tube in you, and the actual pulses hit a pressure meter, and they've got your heart really tacked down. And I suppose what's happened is over the time I've gone from 110 right down to 70 or 60 beats as I've slowly cracked it, you know, cracked going forward. And so in order to get the beat rate down, I used to be on the beta blockers, which basically cuts your beat rate. And so that after 6 weeks of the operation, you've got recovery, and then 6 weeks notional rehabilitation. Now, I've obviously had two operations, so two bouts of those 6 weeks, and they go through remarkably quickly, those 6 weeks, because they're 6 weeks, only two lessons. And at that stage, what they do is they keep you in the sort of three zones: the recovery, the training zone, and the danger zone. And they keep you well in the recovery zone. And what they do is they put your age, put that in, and then what medication you're on, and that factors it in another 10% to keep your blood rate well beneath that. It's in that six weeks training. That's more, I think, I don't know what the training's for. It's more stretching and exercises, because you've been cut open. And since then, it's just, you know, this huge amount of just effort every day, all the time, just pushing hours a day, walking, pushing. You've got the luxury of doing it. If you're working, you can't do that type of stuff. And slowly knocking off your weight, and I still haven't done the stretching. So you would think that there wouldn't be too much to riding an exercise bike, and it's not like that at all. I don't quite understand how it actually operates, but it's more how your heart rate responds, the variability of your heart rate to your heart health. So they have a infrared Wi-Fi monitor on your arm, and monitor it through. And the ones at the hospital were around your chest, and a whole few series of that. And you don't know, it's just a pretty amazing process to try and get through. And so this time you think, well, I've got this nailed, and you realise, without them saying, you've just got so much distance to travel. And essentially, What it is a base rate of your heart rate taken for 2 minutes, then you get on, and then you have to gradually over 5 to 10 minutes gradually move your heart rate, in my case up to 136, so I think I was in the hospital at 118, so I can give you an idea there. And so my heart rate's going up to levels which the people definitely got me going, so I've really improved. So what they do in the hospital is at the start next, they give you a 6 minute walk test. How far can you walk in 6 minutes? And well, it's not that's I haven't failed them, but I sort of broke the hospital record for, I'm not proud of it, for distance gone, because the order was, well, yeah, I suppose putting it across, the order was go out and do this. And I think I have it, yeah, let's know what it is, walk test, how far you can walk, and travel a kilometre, something like 800 metres back and forth in 6 minutes. Doesn't seem thing going back and forth, and you know, getting the heart rate up, and the number of minutes when you've exerted to go up, you know, the how much it takes to go down. So there's this thing where you go up into the danger zone, and how long does it take to recover? And so essentially, you go up, 2 minutes sitting just beneath, I think it's the blues recovery, and then you go up into the 136 to 150 range. That's for me, it's not for everybody. And keep it there, and at the end of the 2 minutes, what's happening now is I'm told to nudge it up into red. And what happens is that I go substantially up into red, and then it's the number of minutes to actually drop down through the green recovery to the blue, and then you keep it two minutes, and you keep it on there. So remarkably, I don't know how it's happening, I'm slowly improving on that. I sort of don't know whether it's a genuine improvement, or that I'm able to respond and look at the little graph as it's going, and do it. So initially it was, weeks ago, it was just getting into the green zone, and then getting to the green zone, low, medium, high green, and now it's getting to the green zone, touch red, and drop down. I don't know whether it's probably complete and utter rubbish, but it seems to be improving. I can't see what doing 20 minutes, or over half an hour, doing this type of thing actually helps, and the entire aspect is training the body and the heart to adjust to apparently sudden loads. So there's no point going high for 20 minutes and cacking yourself. It's much better to just tip it up for 2 minutes, drop down, 2 minutes down, 2 minutes up, 2 minutes down, and just vary it across. So apparently that's the thing to do. So I'm coming across. Then after that, there's this weightlifting training. And this weightlifting training, we have to lift things, these weights up, and that I still suffer. It takes actually a bit of skill to actually lift it up without doing anything to your back or anything like that. And these are these big kettlebells which you have to swing out and back and various things like that. And again, I don't know whether there's any sort of increase in strength associated with that. And what is, again, monitoring your heart too. So initially, most people get a do 10 of this, do 10. Keep on doing that until your heart rate goes up. So the monitoring, oh, yeah, you can stop now. And so there's no psychological one more to go. So it's just, it's pretty terrible. But with the very big, heavy weights, what happens is that you pick it up and put it down. And this is with the knee and butt, whatever it is, lift. So you get the technique with a lighter weight, sort of swinging it up. So you can sort of see that happen. And what's happening? Just getting a little bit faint. And what actually happens is about a minute afterwards, you get, I get a little bit faint, and you say, and what's happening? Oh, they're moving a bench, sort of padded bench behind you. So if you do fall, you fall back onto that. So that gives you the no bullshit thing. There's no sort of psychological padding. It's just sort of just keep on pushing. There's nothing. No sort of what could you say? There's no Marine Sergeant Major swimming, something like that. It's just no bullshit to push along, and just to be able to have the actual effort and training. I suppose the other thing for me, obviously, is the stretching and posture. And by far the most liberating thing is to basically, it's this broom handle, and you have it in front of you, and then you twist it up over your head, one arm back, and then the other arm back over your head, and then pull it behind you, pull it down behind you. Just really, and that's a fantastic stretching exercise. I just, I don't know, I just can't seem to push on that. I suppose I'm sort of really focused on the weight loss and slowly going up there. So the bottom line is that your heart health in general, like if you've got a heart problem, you just can't, I suppose, push yourself, and you gain weight, and it's all over Red Rover, and you sort of tell yourself that you're doing a good, your best effort, but you're not an actual fan. And then it's this entire push. So initially it was sort of like, this is to get the psychological thing, if it goes red, this is danger, sort of like the gravy meter in chicken run. You know, it's the danger thing, it's you automatically psychologically stuff, but to actually just push it up, tip it into the danger, and just sort of like cruise through, like a rocket shot through the stratosphere to go down. And again, you sort of learn to breathe and all that type of stuff. So that's I suppose, post-cardiac extreme, or for me, it's extreme training. And there's sort of some other people who, people who've had the stuff and just put on the weight again, and not really, I don't know, these factors which they haven't taken, or there's people who've not really pushed themselves after the operation, and you see them now and you try and help them along, but this sort of, there's that window for recovery to really push on. Okay, that's all I have to say. And I have to dive in here and find my find the actual unit. Here we go. Sorry about this.
podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.